This is part 7 of a 10-part podcast on your electronic health record and taking control of your own health management. Enjoy the episode.
For instance, if you put in a record that you have now irregular bowel issues, maybe a bit of constipation, and then also you enter into your log that you had a pain in your right side, and 2 months later you have another pain, exactly the same place, more or less. Suddenly, you might get a prompt to say, you're over 50. You didn't go for a colonoscopy yet.
Yeah.
Right? It's indicated for your age group, and you can even access the publication or the health information for government on prompting you to go for a colonoscopy, and you've reported constipation, and you've reported this particular pain every time. You are advised to contact your doctor to go for a colonoscopy.
Okay, yeah.
Imagine the power
of
what you can create by starting to interact with the machine learning
and
proper AI. I think, unfortunately, there's such a negativity about AI, but if we really start to apply it the way it is designed, and so many publications are out there discussing the topic of artificial intelligence in medicine and what difference it can make to prevent cancer, blood diseases, prevent diabetes to develop, metabolic disease. By the way, the biggest pandemic in the world is not COVID.
Obesity?
It's obesity and a metabolic disease.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
We have much bigger pandemics to manage.
Yeah.
And this is the tool.
Yeah.
So this clearly want to say this. This system was not designed for a COVID system or reactive for COVID system. No. This has in mind to have a complete and comprehensive electronic health record keeping system, right? For the individual.
Wow.
Managed by the individual, for the individual, right? We are just purely on the sideline here, trying to design the technology.
I wouldn't say you're on the sideline now. It looks like you're a square in the middle of it, but facilitators, I would say.
Exactly.
Mediums for this. Yeah. And like, I think it's an inevitability that we're going this direction as a global community.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's going to take someone, and hopefully this is the start now with these incredible studies to take the reins, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you mentioned there, which is an excellent point, the use of artificial intelligence. And it is something which a lot of people seem now to have a bit of fear around. But I don't think people realize just how much artificial intelligence shapes almost every single thing we do every day currently at the moment. Right. Everything we do is run almost now by artificial intelligence, from your phone to your banking to your shopping to your... Well, most things now have some element of artificial learning. But this is just one aspect of something you touched on earlier, which you might give us a bit of a lesson on, fourth industrial revolution. Yeah. And most people probably don't even realize there were four industrial revolutions. But essentially, this new batch of technologies that contribute to the way we live our lives. So maybe you might give us a little bit of information on what that is and how that affects the studies and the plans going forward.
Yeah. And I hope people listening to this, Dan, would be reassured by this discussion rather than creating anxiety about the topic of artificial intelligence, which is just one of the four IR elements.
Yeah.
So I'll reflect a bit on the history as well, which you asked me about there. But if we look at the current situation and we look at the phrase fourth industrial revolution, it was actually first introduced by a team of scientists developing a high-tech strategy for the German government. That's actually where this originated from around 2009 around that. Klaus Schwab was the executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, and he introduced the phrase to a wider audience in 2015 in an article which was published by Foreign Affairs. And it was called Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And it was also the theme for the 2016 World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos clusters in Switzerland. Now, I want you to note, and I want the listeners to note, that this was already discussed, put out as a topic for the World Economic Forum in 2016. And the whole concept was well established already in between 2010 to 2015, right? And following that meeting in Switzerland in October 2016, the forum announced the opening of its Center for the Fourth Industrial Revolution in San Francisco. Oh. So there's actually a formal structure to this topic of 4IR, right? So the 4IR marked by breakthroughs in emerging technologies in fields as robotics. So the elements that really you would find as typical 4IR technologies are basically robotics, artificial intelligence, machine learning, nanotechnology, quantum computing, biotechnology, the Internet of Things, the industrial Internet of Things, decentralized consensus, fifth generation wireless technologies, 3D printing. So guess what? We're all using this already. You in your daily life, from your fridge, taking the order, right down to eventually now also keeping your electronic health record by actually embracing this. Now, we were very lucky when we had the design. We could start right from scratch, like in a piece of white paper. Okay, here we sit around the table, and now we start a design. All right, so we had the luxury of not having to depend on any existing system that we could take and say, okay, now, what in the 4IR solutions can we actually implement in this? So we could use six of these. Wow. So including artificial intelligence, robotics, we could do the Internet of Things, we could do quantum technology computing, we can do nanotechnology even. So the industrial Internet of things and the fifth generation wireless technologies are part of this solution of the development. So we looked at the technology out there and said, okay, how do we implement this now? We had luckily the medical experience on that side, the medical informatics side of it, and we had access to a huge amount of knowledge out there and incredible contributions from colleagues from all over the world to start designing the ultimate system, which I'm not saying it is the ultimate system, but we are trying to achieve.
It's embracing what's available, the modern tools you have available, as opposed to opposing those modern tools through fear or lack of understanding.
And we realize that it is a disruptive design, and it is in stark contrast with what the current model is, where the hospital, the doctor, the state owns all your health data. We're fully aware of that. But even with that in mind, we are able to embrace that opportunity to work with the state, with the other third parties to share. But the only difference, you will now control what they get and what they have or keep, right? So the Great Reset proposal by the World Economic Forum, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, is included as a strategic intelligence in the solution to rebuild economies after post-COVID-19. So we even know that this 4IR is implemented in Ireland, in our government structure and plans to get us out of the pandemic and to economically revive. We know that's in the EU, high on the agenda. As a matter of fact, in the EU, they have built it into the Horizon 2020 research program. That is 4IR.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. If you wonder what is Horizon 2020, a lot of this is about exactly 4IR.
Thank you for listening to part 7 of this 10-part series. If you'd like any more information on the topics of this podcast, or if you'd like to get involved with the research project, please contact Dr. Sam's team on reception@nuacell.com.